is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we are going to start out with a special guest here this evening. And, Mark, you saw a story in the news. I had only looked at the headline prior to tonight. It was about... Or actually, it was by Radley Balko over at the Huffington Post, The Agitator.
That's right.
And Radley has done a really great job over the years in kind of keeping an eye on the rise of the police state and police raids on peaceful people's homes and the amount of times that those sorts of things happen. And now he's taking a look at another side of the war on drugs, this insane war on our friends and family, which involves the laboratories that do the testing of the various different alleged substances that the police find people in possession of.
Yeah, I think that I found it shocking, and I think that a lot of people listening are going to find it shocking to understand that drug labs around the country are paid for guilty convictions or guilty pleas, guilty whatever, guilt. They're paid for guilt, and... that seems like a real contradiction to me, a real conflict of interest, and that probably the judicial system should be unbiased, and that these people are should be attempting to find out whether something is true or not, and if you're trying to find out if something's true, you probably shouldn't be compensated only if one of the two options is the case. Mm. Because otherwise, people are going to pick the one that they benefit from on a pretty regular basis.
All right, well, let's go to the author of a study in a paper for the journal Criminal Justice Ethics. Roger Koppel is with us. Roger, you're on Skype. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. And what was it that, I guess, inspired you to dig into this particular realm, this drug testing payment world? How did you get inspired?
Well, I've been interested in forensic science. It's been evident to me for a while, thanks to mostly to the good work of the Innocence Project, that there is a problem in forensic science. And I just kind of came across this business study about the Acadia Lab in Louisiana that just sort of casually allows in this cost-benefit analysis they're doing, casually allows about how they have these sort of bonuses they get every time they get a DWI conviction.
Right.
And that's right, $10 for each guilty plea or verdict from a speeding ticket, $50 from each DWI.
Wow.
So that struck me. I thought that was amazing. And it turns out that in about 14 or 15 states, depending on how you count, it's a matter actually of state law that we have that kind of a sort of a bonus arrangement when there's a guilty plea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why in the world wouldn't they try a little harder to find somebody guilty of something in that circumstance? I mean, I'm not saying that the people doing this are necessarily doing something nefarious, but let's be clear, you know, the incentives tend to skew results.
Well, that's certainly my view. You know, even if you're trying to somehow do the right thing, truth and justice, okay, but, you know, those incentives can work on you in spite of your best efforts to be neutral and unbiased.
Yeah, no doubt.
And some people in this world aren't making best efforts to be neutral and unbiased. Let's not say that any of these drug lab people, except for the ones that have been convicted of crimes, and some of them have been anything but neutral and unbiased. But, you know, I mean, incentives matter, and the fact is some of the people in the world are crooked.
Now I'm looking at some of the info here that Radley posted from your study, and obviously I haven't taken the time to read the whole study, but some of his excerpts here include quite a variety of levels of fees. You just mentioned the $10 and $50 fees on speeding and DWI, but apparently in Broward County in Florida, there are, you'll get money if you're testing, boating under the influence or driving under the influence, that's $50, or sales of a controlled substance, $100. Then you go down to, this is North Carolina, where their statutes say that the services of the state or local crime lab, $600 fee shall be assessed in criminal cases. So there's quite the range here, isn't there?
That's right. So it depends on the state. We don't really have any kind of national system of forensic science. It really varies quite a bit from one jurisdiction to another.
Are there some states where there is no fee that is assessed and given to the state crime labs?
That turns out to be a very hard question to answer. So we've got these cases where we know that, you know, this has been going on. And I should sort of interrupt to say it's not drug labs, not just only drug cases, it's crime labs.
Gotcha.
So you rightly mentioned the North Carolina case. You know, if there's a DNA analysis in the case and there's a guilty verdict or a guilty plea, that $600 would go. Yeah. Well, in the one case of North Carolina, it goes to the local police jurisdiction under which the lab operates.
Mm-hmm.
So how much of that filters right back to the lab, that's a little ambiguous.
It's difficult to say. But I have heard, and I think it was in the state of New York, that that sometimes DNA tests are being put to the back of the line for drug tests, and this was affecting convictions in rape cases. So that basically the crime labs were going and taking the lucrative drug cases and putting the rape cases in back. And I think most Americans would probably think, rape is bigger than drug possession.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there's a huge problem of untested DNA in rape cases. In the nation, there's a huge problem of untested DNA in rape cases. So the poor victim, she's, you know, subjected after the crime to a very unpleasant nurse's analysis where they, you know, get out the rape kit and swab her for evidence and so on, and then they don't test it. Well, that's shocking. That's unjust.
Sure. I can't imagine it's anything but that. So, why are those things getting put to the back of the line?
Well, I can't speak in the case of New York. I don't know, you know, why it's happening in that case. In general, yeah, you know, what are they incented to do? And it's true in some of these cases they have a greater incentive, as we saw with the Acacia crime lab in Louisiana, greater incentive to get, you know, DWIs than rapists. It's true. Sometimes it's just, I think, chaos, confusion, overburdened. You know, the labs do get a lot of work, and so backlogs happen, and sometimes backlogs become just, you know, forgotten, really.
I remember hearing, I think it was in the Rich Paul trial, one of our friends was put in jail for selling cannabis here in New Hampshire. They mentioned during the trial that the state crime lab was backed up by something like a year or something ridiculous like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's just all drugs.
That's right.
How many convictions have there been of people working at state crime labs? I know there's been some.
Very few. Yeah, there's very few. In fact, there's a famous case of a man named Sarawick who in Cleveland had been found, had been fired, had been cashiered from the lab for inappropriate work, for just a false analysis that he'd generated, erroneous analysis that he'd generated. And through the intervention of a local judge, he was made head of the forensic science program of a local forensic science of a local college near Cleveland. Yeah.
Wow. It's all about who you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just one story, but I think it suggests the penalty for just errors, for including even just willful corrupt errors, is low.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Roger, how would folks learn more about your study, or maybe you? Do you have a website?
Well, I have my own personal website. If they just Google ROGERKOPPL, they can find my scholarly work. They should also look at www.fdu.edu/IFSA.
All right. Well, hopefully our listeners on the podcast can go and play that one back. But just Google Roger Koppel, K-O-P-P-L, to get more information about this. And we'll also post the link to the Radley Balco story here, which has some details
It's shocking, the idea that the crime lab folks are being incentivized financially to find people guilty.
Roger, final thoughts real quick.
Well, yeah, they also work for the police, typically.
Yeah.
So we have multiple channels for this unconscious bias and occasionally conscious bias.
Really appreciate you uncovering this information and releasing it to the world. And thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, Roger. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. That's Roger Koppel. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Welcome to the live Saturday edition. We go to your calls about whatever's on your mind next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free. It's the live Saturday edition. You may bring up anything that you like. Coming up, we'll get a chance. We'll talk about homeschooling. Apparently, there has been a raid on some homeschool families. We'll give you details on what that was, what that's all about. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, like our last caller, be on Skype if you prefer. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and more Free Talk Live continues in moments.
When you're looking for investments, you want to look for emergent markets. I mean, that's where the growth's going to be, right? So here's the little speculation I'm going to go out on a limb here. Humans are going to continue to want light. And that light likely is going to be provided by LED lights. Now, I'm not, in this case, I'm talking about forcefieldenergy.com, and Force Field Energy, they don't provide necessarily the lights for your house. They do have a product line there that they can help you with, but really what they're involved in is industrial-level applications. Big box stores, universities, city street lights, you know, warehouses, big places, and they're one of very few companies that can do these kind of installations. Also, they've got even fewer companies have financing available for these big companies to do this stuff. They make it so that these companies can save money immediately on their lighting costs because of the financing options, because LED lighting is, you know, such a so much less costly than fluorescent lights and that kind of thing. If you want to get involved, like I have with ForceFieldEnergy.com, anybody can buy FNRG through your brokerage account. They're currently on the OTCQB exchange, but they're moving to NASDAQ. When they do, watch out for that stock price. ForceFieldEnergy.com. But if you want to get involved in the private placement, you can get a stock that currently trading at $5.19 for ForceFieldEnergy.com. You can get it for $4. You've got to hold the stock for 6 months. Of course, investments have risk. I'm taking that risk with you. But you'll get a warrant, a one-year warrant after that, that allows you to buy the same amount of shares again for $4. It's a really awesome opportunity, and you should check into it. Go to forcefieldenergy.com. Click on the Contact Us link right there. Get the user telephone number, email. You can get a hold of them. It's easy. I did. Forcefieldenergy.com.
Let's go, Steve. He's in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve, in Colorado. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a small sheep rancher here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been trying to force me out. They've kept me in court since 2004. And here recently, 3 weeks ago, I had to do 7 days in jail and a $1,000 fine for being in contempt of court.
7 days for sheep ranching?
Yeah. They've okay. got a temporary injunction against me for grazing a certain area.
And is it your
unfortunately,
area?
I'm surrounded on two sides by this area, so I've been okay. forced to have to move my sheep up into the hills rather than down in the meadow.
So they're accusing you of grazing someone else's property?
It's public property. It belongs to the people of Aspen Springs.
Oh, apparently not you, though, huh? You're not included in that public?
I am
in that
included.
I see.
So it's taken out in my taxes.
Is it some kind of park or something?
It's not a park. It was it's all open space. It was originally designated as a golf course, but the golf course never got built. It's 126
okay.
acres.
All right.
So basically it's just unused land just sitting there, and it borders your property?
And it borders my property. And
when land's unused...
Colorado's a fence-out state.
Fence-out
Any
state.
Any land that isn't fenced is open grazing.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's often true in western states. And by the way, any land that isn't grazed tends to grow trees and become unusable relatively quickly, too.
Well, it's not growing trees, but this is the first time. I'm the fourth owner of this ranch since 1890. And the land that they're keeping me off of is right out where the sheep normally graze in the valley. And it's always been grazed for the last 100 and some years, and because this year I haven't been able to graze it, it's getting overgrown, and it's going to be a big fire hazard.
Why do you think is it the county, is it the city, the state, which criminal gang is coming after you here?
At first it was the county.
Mm-hmm.
The county was coming after me, but here the last 2 years, it's an individual that talked to Aspen Springs Metro District to come after me. And
so what is it that,
what's
the motivation here? I mean, is there some competitor who's upset at you? Who's really, you know, what do you think? What's the speculation as to why this is happening?
There's several reasons. One, it's a matter of controlling the people. And this person that that's instigating all this, I believe, is an Agenda 21 person, because this is happening all
now. Agenda 21.
States.
This is some UN program that's supposed to basically kind of standardize governments,
ranchers and farmers, and that where only the big factory farms will be left.
Hmm. Yeah, that's terrible. So, what are they charging you with?
They charged me with contempt of court.
And why? Because the judge ordered you to do something?
No, they got pictures of the sheep that got by me out on the green belt. I get them off right away. But you have to understand our court system. Our court system is so corrupt, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it's that way everywhere.
Well, here in Colorado, even Glenn Beck did a show on it here 2 weeks
Everybody
ago.
Always thinks their court system is the most corrupt. Let me tell you, it's corrupt everywhere. But go ahead.
Our court system is a private enterprise.
Uh-huh.
They're listed on Dunn and Bradstreet.
They're all listed on Dunn and Bradstreet. Same thing. It's the same thing everywhere.
You can invest in our court system.
That's not true. But at least that I know of, that's not true. Dunn and Bradstreet is just a ratings organization. How would you invest in the court system?
It is here. You can buy a portfolio to invest in the court system for $190.
Where do you do that?
Go to Dunn and Bradstreet. It's listed right there. And if you go, our district attorney, district attorney's office, is listed on their website as a private business.
Yeah, so what you're bringing up here is the conspiracy theory, but the idea that the governments are corporations, and they are formed and incorporated just like any other corporation, except they're considered municipal corporations. Many of them do appear in Dun & Bradstreet, which is a ratings, financial health sort of ratings group, as far as I can tell. They don't actually sell stock or anything like that. So, I don't know of any way to invest in those things, but
The biggest concern here for you is your sheep getting out and getting onto this former golf course or would-be golf course and eating some grass and then you going back to jail. Is that the idea?
Well, yeah, I'm out with the sheep from morning until night, and then I pen them up. I'm out with them anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day. I've been doing this ever since this injunction started about 6 months ago. It's temporary.
Steve,
it's right now it's just a temporary injunction. They're trying to make it permanent.
And the injunction is what exactly? If you still want to hang on here a moment, I'll bring you back here. We'll find out more about your sheep and the government coming after you. This is Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything that you like. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. You can also do the same thing on our website, freetalklive.com. You may submit what you want to the site, it appears, and then can be voted on. You may vote on the things that you see on the front page, vote it up if you like it, down if you don't. And then we'll figure out, based on your votes, what it is that you think is interesting. And, of course, you can go and get interactive there at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to get the name brands at rock-bottom prices. Every time I've gone to ManVentureOutpost.com, I've never been able to find a price lower on the Internet for the items that I've gotten. They've got everything the outdoor enthusiast might want. Like, for instance, they've just started carrying firearms. Now they've got pistols and long guns. If you want to do what Joe Biden says, you can get shotguns there. If you think Joe Biden's advice stinks, you can get AR-15s. Whatever it is, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. I just used the water purification system that I had with them when I went hiking last week. You can get little water filter sets.
One of those little bottle things?
Yeah, that you can take with you.
Yeah, cool.
You can kind of pump the water through it. Awesome. Tents, apparel, boating equipment, whatever you need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And they're family-owned and operated. It's an organization you can trust. I've been working with them for years. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Steve is with us. He is a farmer at Pagosa Springs, Colorado, listening to LRN.FM. And, Steve, you were telling us about your sheep and the fact that the local county government guys are coming after you, and then I guess it changed into some other group, some other state-oriented group that is coming after you because, well, apparently you've got sheep, and they have been grazing on public land.
Which one is allowed to do in Colorado.
Well, supposedly, but they've come after you for it. Is that right?
Right. Let me give you some background. I just turned 66 the 1st of June, and I don't run 100 head sheep or 1,000 head or anything. I've got 30 ewes,
mm-hmm.
In the springtime when they lamb, I'll end up with 60 to 65 head of sheep, and that's all I run. I don't This isn't a big deal. And the reason I'm standing up to them is because of my age, for one, and they can't threaten me and they can't make me back down. Like I said, I've been fighting them since 2004, and I've won every time that I've taken it to court.
Wow.
When I take it out of the judge's hands.
So are you going in front of juries?
I went in front of a jury in 2006, and they found me unanimously not guilty.
That's fantastic. What was the charge back then?
It was grazing along the roadside.
And so today, your sheep are still allowed to graze in the public lands?
Not this Greenbelt area. I can graze everything else around me, but not this Greenbelt area. The problem is that I have to get real close to this Greenbelt area when I move my sheep up into the hills. And sometimes they get away from me. I do all this myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any ranch hands or anything. I run this place all by myself.
So what are you facing now? It's just a contempt of court charge?
They filed a second contempt of court charge against me. Now they're asking for 30 days in jail and a $5,000 fine.
Wow. And that's because a judge at some point ordered you to not graze the green belt?
Right. He ordered me not to graze the green belt, and I have a small group of people. The majority of the people here in this area are on my side.
I bet.
I even submitted a petition in court when this all started where 380 people signed it stating that they wanted to keep Aspen Springs open range.
How would they prove that your sheep were grazing their precious green belt anyway?
I've got three people. So far, there's only three people that have showed up in court and testified in court against me, and they take pictures whenever they have a chance of my sheep on the green belt. And I've been fighting, since 2004, I've been fighting this by myself, but now Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund has become my attorneys because they've realized what they became my attorneys 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're standing up to these people because I think, Steve, I think that when people stand up for themselves and they stand up for their property and their liberty, that it encourages others, that it inspires others to do the same and to stand up for themselves. And I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate the call and the info tonight. And feel free to call us back and let us know how it goes.
Let me say one thing. That's why I'm doing this. Because other ranchers and farmers, this is happening all across the United States. With people going after these raw milk producers and small ranchers and farmers, this is a direct assault on all the small ranchers and farmers. And I felt that if I stood up, maybe it'll encourage other ranchers and farmers to do the same thing and get the rest of the people to stand up against what's going on.
Good on you, Steve, and I appreciate that. And
thanks for that, Steve.
It's heroic, and thank you for the call. Good luck. Feel free to call us back with any updates on your story, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
So many stories of so many little farmers being gone after here and there. I don't know why it is there's not any stories about the big farmers being gone after, but it seems like the big farmers, like the big farms.
They're protected.
It's not the big farmers. It's big farms.
They're protected by the state.
Well, it seems like they're, they've got politicians in their pockets,
yeah.
And for whatever reason, it just doesn't happen. That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what it is.
And I can't imagine why Big Farm has any desire to drive out the little farmer. I mean,
competition? They don't want competition.
Come on. How much competition, really?
And it's any competition. They don't want any competition.
It almost seems like just these organizations the state has have to go after somebody, and since they're paid off on the big farms, they might as well go after the little guys to hassle them, rather than the big farms really caring about that 1% of the market that's buying sustainably raised pork chops or whatever.
Yeah, I get your point.
I see how much pork goes through the grocery stores here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I have a general idea how much pork is sold out of somebody's farm in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's a big difference because sometimes the price is five times as much. I do have pigs of my own, that's why I'm saying pork specifically. It can be five times as much for a pig that was raised in a manner that people would, you know, would like to imagine that pigs are raised. In fact, they're not. They're oftentimes kept in tiny little pens on concrete slabs, and their tails are docked because they'll eat each other's tails off. They're in such tight quarters, rather than like mine are, almost pasture raised. I'm going to increase the size of my pen again just because they've been tearing everything up.
So I appreciate Steve doing that, because I hope he's right. I hope other people do look at him as an example and feel encouraged to do the same thing and not back down to these bureaucrats, not take the plea deal. I was talking with a guy today. He stopped by the Keene Activist Center here in Keene. He had received a Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach flyer. We do victimless crime outreach here in Keene, New Hampshire, every week. I'm involved, and I scrape the police logs manually. I look for every arrest and every summons that the Keene police write, and we send out letters to each of the people that are arrested for victimless crimes here in town. That includes alcohol, cannabis, drugs, driving. You'd be shocked how many people are arrested for driving. Not drunk driving. Driving, like just going to work without government papers, and then there's like some various, there's like a letter just for various, like just whatever other crap there is that's victimless that you hardly ever see. And so I've gotten feedback directly from people who've said that they appreciate it, but today somebody actually dropped by the Keene Activist Center who had received one of these flyers and kind of told us his story. And Jason Talley from Spirit of Arcadia may be doing a follow-up piece on this that might be
posted. He does a lot of local news.
To freekeene.com. But the story was essentially that he was accused of impersonating a police officer.
Well, it sounds like a good story already.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit more about it here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is the live Saturday edition. So, again, you can take control. Coming up, homeschoolers raided by the police. And we'll tell you why. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of Food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity Booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take that plea deal, you might regret it. I'll tell you a little bit more about a gentleman I met today who definitely was regretting his. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, continuing with your calls. Next, I want to remind you about Squarespace.com and their special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. It's 10% off with code FTL8. Now, what is Squarespace.com? Well, it is your opportunity to create a website for yourself. Maybe you already have a site. You can transfer that site to Squarespace because I think you're going to be really impressed with the design, the quality of Squarespace.com's presentation. There's different themes.
If you have a website, you need to redo it because it's ugly. And, you know, Squarespace.com will help you with that.
Yeah, and you don't need to hire some graphics professional at $100 an hour or whatever those people cost these days. You probably pay at least $75, $60, maybe $100 an hour for a graphics professional to redo some kind of design. And no, you can just use Squarespace's professional designs right out the box. Maybe you are somebody who wants to get into the code of a website. You know, you're that level of an advanced user. You can do that too with Squarespace. If you want to drill down and do that kind of detail work, you can do that, or you can just use the kind of plug-and-play themes that they already have. Blog themes, portfolio themes, shopping, e-commerce. Squarespace does all of that, and they do it very affordably. In fact, it's a free trial. You can start with just your email address at squarespace.com, and when you're ready, you can up to $8 a month. That's the starting package. There is also an unlimited package for all of $16 per month. I mean, these are not expensive packages,
no.
And you're getting incredible service as well, 24/7 support.
I wish I could get rent for a business at $8 a month.
So Squarespace.com, plus you easily connect with Twitter, Facebook, all the other social networks on your website. There's responsive design, meaning that when you view the Squarespace site that you've created, you view it on your laptop, it's going to look one way. You view it on a mobile device like a smartphone, it's going to look completely different. They've got, you know, special configurations for each type of device, which really makes it special for Squarespace.com. It's a good product. You can go and see it for yourself. Tool around with it as much as you want with a free trial, and all you need is your email address to start that. And when you're ready to sign up, use discount code FTL and the number 8 for 10% off. Let's go to the phones here in a moment. I want to just kind of give you a bit of detail. This guy I met today who was kind of regretting the plea deal that he took, as can happen when you take a plea deal, especially when you didn't do anything wrong. I won't get into all the details of the case,
well,
but essentially,
this is the problem with plea deals. Plea deals only benefit the government bureaucrats who were paying to do a job,
yep,
and guilty people. Guilty people, if the judicial system is actually about justice, then justice will be meted out in the sentence for the crime. So why would you want them to get a lower sentence than that? innocent people are incentivized because oftentimes crimes are piled up on top of each other. They're scared by the system. You know, you've got some rudimentary felony or whatever, and then they're like, life sentence is a possibility here, son. Go ahead and sign your life away. There are districts where they haven't seen a trial in years because everybody takes a plea.
Yes.
Far fewer than 1% of cases ends up in a trial. That's an atrocity. I mean, people say, this is the best judicial system in the world. How would you know? It's not doing anything.
So this guy is a volunteer EMT, basically, and he's also a business owner. So he's not exactly, you know, this isn't some scuzzball, right? This is somebody who's an upstanding member of society. He helps people. Well, he got into some kind of issue where somebody decided to lie to the police and tell them that he was posing as a police officer. And they charged him with impersonating a police officer. And
just said, on somebody's say-so?
Basically, that's his story.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, I haven't heard the other side of the story, but yes, that's his story. And that he was facing, this is a felony that they charged him with, the impersonating a police officer.
Yes, it is. You can dress up as any other Halloween costume, but don't do that one.
And so the prosecutor in this case, you know, hey, buddy, you know, this is a felony. You could go to prison for a lot of years over this. How about this? We'll reduce this to a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge, and you plead guilty to disorderly, and we'll just go ahead and call this a day. And no, no
disorderly,
jail time.
If you're going to take charges, disorderly is a nice one because it doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means a conviction. You get a conviction for a misdemeanor, and that means that it's easier for you to be convicted again in the future, which he was, by the way. So he took the plea deal on that and got himself his conviction. And then it wasn't too long later when somebody else accused him falsely, apparently, of threatening him, and they arrested him for criminal threatening on that charge. And now he has not taken the plea deal on this charge. He is going with not guilty and going to take this to a jury trial. But it does not help to get convictions, criminal convictions. And that's what the plea deal does, is it adds convictions to your record. You get them under the fear, under the threat that something worse would have happened to you otherwise. But this guy was lied about. This was not a true case. If you haven't pretended to be a police officer, maybe you shouldn't admit that you did.
I think that's the worst part about it. The system is that the prosecutors are like, oh, well, I don't know what to do in this circumstance. We'll just give them a halfway conviction. Basically, everybody's incentivized to do things halfway. And, you know, half of the truth is still a damn lie.
Yep. So there's no shortage to this. It was just nice, Mark, to have somebody respond directly to receiving one of these plea deal flyers that we do here. As I was saying, we do victimless crime outreach weekly, sending letters to everybody who's arrested in Keene, New Hampshire for so-called victimless crimes and informing them, look, and the letter basically says, hey, we saw in the police log that you were arrested for such and such, and we just want to let you know you're not alone. There are people out there who don't think you are a criminal. Because when you get arrested for something that doesn't involve a victim, all of a sudden, just because you've been arrested, or just because you have a court case, or because, you know, you're facing charges, means you're some sort of lowlife.
Right. Neighbors will find out, people will think things that are different, but I think most importantly is sometimes it'll cost you a job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
An arrest will...
He lost one of his jobs.
You'll be sitting in jail for a few days.
That's usually what costs you the job.
Right. The employer's like, you're where and why? And I'm supposed to what? Okay, no, you're fired.
Yeah.
Like, that's the simple solution to the employee in jail problem. Then if you're in too long, let's not forget the problem of making rent. You're not making the money you were before.
Sure.
You got to pay the rent. The rent's late now because you're in jail. If you're in jail for a month or two, and it's just rudimentary to throw everybody in jail while they wait for trial now. Do they pose a threat to the public? Well, of course they do. They could potentially do anything. Anybody could potentially do anything. So people sit in jail, and their lives are ruined. Their spouses and girlfriends and boyfriends leave them.
Sure.
As a result.
Wait.
Well, why would you?
Yeah.
So
who can blame them? So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting story to share, and maybe we'll learn more about this gentleman if he decides he wants to go more public with his story. That's obviously his choice. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Fred is in Flint, Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Since I was listening, which isn't why I was calling about why small farmers are being targeted for... what shall we say, extermination, basically put them out of business. And you're right, it's a monopoly. Sure, I haven't seen the documentary Farmageddon, but I suppose that might have something to do with it. Here in Michigan, I did hear somewhere about a veteran who was hog farming according to all the certified government rules and regs that have been promulgated by the BAR Esquire attorneys. By the way, I'd have to say public enemy number one would be the BAR Esquire attorneys in government.
Well, almost all people work, almost all elected politicians are attorneys, right?
Or if they're not, what I found out is calling the state of Michigan corporation, I asked, well, who are the real lawmakers who promulgate the statutory public policy acts? And I was ultimately told it's the Legislative Service Bureau, which is essentially comprised of none other than BAR Esquire attorneys.
Well, I can't imagine anybody but attorneys write laws, right?
So what you're saying is...
These are rules and regs of a corporation. That's why they call them policies. Rules and regs are not laws.
Are they called policies in Michigan?
Public Policy Acts.
Oh, is that what they're called in Michigan, PPAs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Statutory Public Policy Acts, yeah.
Yeah, here they're revised statutes annotated in New Hampshire, but it's all the same stuff. Interesting theory, Fred, but when you try to tell a judge that you don't consent to their corporate rules, they don't really care. They just kind of throw you in prison cell.
Yeah, you're right. You got to be able to prove your argument, that's for sure. But most of the time,
they won't even let you make the argument. They don't even care.
The Constitution will not be presented in my courtroom.
Hey, Fred, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, there's some level of truth to what Fred is saying, that governments are corporations, statutes are the rules of a corporation. But this group of people that are in this particular corporation believe that you are a part of it, too. You consented to it all. More coming up. It's ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live.
When the zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, the Thalia Mic. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.